Hello, my name is Baba B. My pronouns are EM, they, them, he, him, fey, fem, and several others. There's some she, her in there too. And I am a very gratefully recovering sex and love addict with a lot of anorexia recovery that I've been working on. Currently working the steps in the anorexia materials. I'm on step 11. I've been off my bottom lines for about 3.5 years now, and I keep it one day at a time. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity, random selection cosmic opportunity to speak about recovery through the point of view of how my journey in recovery has helped me heal masculinity in my experience. And it is relevant. I'm going to try and do it using the framework of the 12 steps itself, because it's through my daily 10th step practice of reviewing, like continuing to take personal inventory, and when I'm wrong, promptly admitting it, that I have come to recognize on my daily reflections every day. Was I resentful? Yes, I was. I was resentful about masculinity. Something in masculinity. I resented somebody who represented something that I put in a masculine category. I resent some expression of toxic masculinity. I resent gender even exists. I resent a lot of things every day. That's what comes up, is when I look at the resentment, it's gendered. It's gendered with a bias of anti-masculinity that has denied me the full embodiment, expression, experience of myself. I heard recently that resentments can show us where we still feel like victims. And when I ask myself, do I still feel like a victim when I'm facing experiences, ideas of masculinity? And I suppose so. That's where my work is today in recovery, is reclaiming love for a divine embodiment of masculinity, of seeking my higher powers view and understanding. So step one, I admit I'm powerless over social ideas about masculinity. I'm powerless over the concepts of gender at all. And my life has become unmanageable because I've hung on to resentments that have dragged me through the mud and have dragged me through shards and have dragged me into areas that I did not want to go spiritually, emotionally, sexually, and otherwise. So step two, I came to believe that there was a loving higher power, that there was a power greater than myself that could restore me to the sanity, to the wholeness, the integrity of including all of myself, not just the parts that I feel comfortable with or the parts that I feel won't get me in trouble with other people. And step three, I decided to surrender my will in my life. And I do that one day at a time. Every morning I wake up and I say my prayers and I turn my will over with gratitude. I'm so glad I'm not in charge today because I've done all these steps before. So step four, I do an inventory of masculinity. When I find resentments, I ask myself if it's related to masculinity, what is it? Usually it turns out to be some idea that came from a human source that is very fallible, that might be very sick, that might have ulterior motives. It didn't come from my higher power, is what I mean. My ideas of masculinity often come from outside of myself. And so in step four and in step five, sharing that with others, breaking through the isolating nature of secrecy, of avoidance, of not being willing to speak my truth, I find that I'm not alone in these fears and these resentments and these experiences. And so I feel that connecting power of fellowship that helps me heal. And step six, I've come to see step six you know, become entirely ready to have my higher power remove these defaults, defects, defenses of character.
5 minutes, probably.
Thank you, Chris. Step six for me is the grieving process. Becoming entirely ready means I get to grieve all of my fantasies that will not come true, all of the ideas that I found out were fantasies, all of the relationships that I lose because I can't be sick enough to be in them anymore. Step six is really about grieving for me, and it's such an important process that I highly suggest people don't skip through step six too quickly. Step seven is where I humbly ask that loving higher power to really partner with me in my healing of masculinity, of wounding around gender, identity, orientation, relationships, intimacy, everything. And then step eight, I make a list of how I may have harmed other people, myself, by acting in toxic masculinity and denying masculinity, and how I have not been myself, been authentic, been true. In step nine, a lot of the amends are to myself, really, just the ways that I've harmed myself by missing out on connections I could have made, on expressions I could have been sharing with the world instead of hiding and masking. And, you know, I have a lot of compassion for the trauma and the effects of trauma that brought me to this place. And in step nine, I get to gently and kindly and compassionately do my part to heal that trauma, what is within my power. So step 10, here we're back to step 10 again. Daily reflections of my resentments and fears show me where I still feel like a victim, where I'm hanging on to a fantasy of victimhood in places where really it's just my fear of not surrendering something and going with this divine flow, that when I connect with it, no matter what's going on in life, it's so much easier when I'm surrendering to my higher power. And so step 11, I seek that wisdom, that compassion, my unconditionally loving higher power. I turned my will and my life over to a destructive higher power. Why not choose one that is loving and compassionate and just try it out? So I stay connected through daily prayers and meditations to help me incorporate, to integrate, to embody, to express the beautiful masculinity that is within me, however I understand it, just like the masculinity of my own understanding, just like higher power, just like sobriety, my own bottom lines, the way that works for me, that's between me and my higher power. And then in step 12, I get to share. Thank you so much. I get to share what I have experienced. I get to share the strength that I've gained from my practice. I get to share the hope that there is possibility to move through the scary, overwhelming, painful, destructive suffering, harm, injury, tragedy of the afflictions of sex and love addiction patterns, of all the other ways that trauma has harmed me. It's intergenerational, it's ancestral. I do a lot of healing by incorporating ancestor work into my higher power work. And to stay focused on what my higher power's will for me is, which is to stay present in this moment, because this is where I have the power to make that choice, to turn my will and my life over to something that is loving and compassionate and incorporates and includes and integrates all aspects of myself, including a beautiful relationship with masculinity just for today. So if you're new, feeling new, feeling confused, feeling uncertain, I just want to say keep coming back. Keep coming back, keep coming back, no matter what, keep coming back. And thanks everyone for being here so that there's a space to come back to. Thank you.
That's all. Thank God, Abby, for their share.